Shalom, shalom. Once again, this is your brother, Aki Yehoshua Baka Ben Lewi Ben Israel. And we're here to continue our talk on what love is. We are a nation that has been destroyed for lack of knowledge. We have to open up our scriptures, open up our minds, and try to rediscover what even the simplest things mean. Who would ever thought that someone would have to be taught what love is? And it seems crazy, right? But you look at the TV, you look in our neighborhoods, you look in our congregations, and hear the talk. We need to start loving each other. Is that a reminder that we do know what love is, or we don't know? One thing I discovered also is that the Torah is based in love. If you don't know how to love, the so-called Old Testament laws don't work. And that's what we see today. That's one thing that I would have to say that the Messianics have over the Torah-based only Israelites. And I'm Torah-based only. But you can tell the love is different in the Messianics. So there must be a purpose for that. Okay, so just a quick recap of where we were. You know, well, let me just start by saying what I came up with, what I was led to by the Creator about love. It's just a handful of attributes, a couple handfuls. Commitment, cleaving, forgiveness, kindness, patience, respect, selflessness, and truth. Okay. And we touched on commitment. We touched on cleaving. We touched on forgiveness and kindness, which is mercy. Today we're going to touch on patience and respect. Patience and respect. Okay, so I just want to hammer this verse into the ears of the people again. Leviticus chapter 19. Verse 18. Hallelujah. Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Most High. Now, it's just like anything else in this book. Since our culture has been lost, stolen from us, taken away from us, however you want to put it, because the Most High is behind it all. It says, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. It's the same principle as we're supposed to be leaders in Israel, right? Men are supposed to be leaders. Does this book show you how to be a leader? I haven't came across anything like that yet. If somebody can show me a verse or verses, you can drop me a line at YehoshuaBen16@gmail.com. That's YehoshuaBen16. Yehoshua. Okay, so what's the first verse we go into? Because we have to edify this word. We have to edify everything that we are trying to teach. Okay, so Psalms chapter 25, verse, start from verse 5. Hallelujah. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the power of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Most High, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. You see that? It's like I keep saying, we're going to keep seeing the same pattern. We're going to keep seeing the same words in the same verses, because truth comes full circle. These are not attributes of love, then we wouldn't keep seeing the same words in the same verses. Right? It says, for thou art the power of my salvation, on thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Most High, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Right? We can go to the next verse. Let's I didn't read that. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions according to thy mercy. Remember thou me for thy goodness sake, O Most High. So here we have wait. We have truth, tender mercies, and loving kindnesses. Right? Loving kindnesses. Love, truth, kindness, mercy, wait, all in the same verse or thought. Okay, so how do you deny that? Now, you know, of course, it's like I keep saying, we're going to try to break it down to loving the Most High, loving the people, and loving individuals. But, you know, we are in such a bad state in teaching. Of course disciplined enough. We should be open-minded enough to, once you hear the word, you grasp it right away and you start applying these things right away. But a lot of people can't do that. That's why we have this law, and we do it over and over and over again to get it right, because we in the wilderness. / captivity. Or do I have that backwards? We're in the land of our captivity, / wilderness. We're facing the same kind of challenges they did in the wilderness, in the land of our captivity. We have to get the law right before we walk in the land. And the law is meant to convert your soul. So that's what I mean about love. Love conquers all, right? It conquers your ego. Without love, 613 commandments don't work. If you don't have compassion, tender mercies, if you don't tell somebody the truth, then you don't love that person. And you might not make it into the land. So these things we have to get in our subconscious mind and be transformed in this land of our captivity. Right? Because there's science behind even starvation, you know, because that's what we faced in the wilderness. Are you starving for the word? You should be. If not, you know, one thing I noticed in my life, when you're under test, one of the first things people do is break down and ask the Most High why. And if you have a contrite spirit, then he will answer you, as he did me. So this is one reason how I came to this conclusion of loving each other as a people. Think of all the petty things that you argued over, friends, family, and loved ones, that caused rifts. What if you actually told this person something and then waited to see if they got it? You know, what if you remember mercy for your brother? You know, one thing we have to understand too is we shouldn't be so judgmental of each other. You don't know what that person been through in their life. And that's another thing the Almighty shared with me. When you're facing judgment, he put this saying in my mind: if you don't know, how can you be wise enough to understand? If you come at somebody crazy and judgmental. If you're not wise enough to know, you're probably going to look like a fool once the truth comes out or the information comes out. Either or, right? So before judgment, we should all try to figure out or hear both sides, right? Because even in this courts of the USA, you have that. You have a plaintiff and a defendant. Both sides have to be heard. If you just heard one side, then that's bias. Right? Yeah. Okay, so the next verse. Oh, wow, look at that. I just saw this. Well, I actually was going to 25 and 21, but I just looked up. And 18. Okay, so let's read Psalms 25, starting from the 18th verse. Hallelujah. Look upon my affliction and my pain and forgive all my sins. Consider my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. O, keep my soul and deliver me not. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O Most High, out of all his troubles. You see that? Forgiveness. Hate. Hate is the opposite of love. And wait, of course. And as I said before, the goal is to try to put these in categories. How you love the Most High, how you love his people, and how you love individuals. If you love somebody, an individual, you're going to want to be with them all the time. If you're in a relationship, you're going to want to be committed to that person. You should be. And you're going to have to forgive that person for certain things. You're going to have to be kind. You have to be patient. You're going to have to respect that person, and you're going to have to be giving or institute selflessness and be truthful. Right? And you think about all those opposites if that's not true, especially something like respect, right? Because what if I disrespected you all the time? Right, that don't even sound right, do it? You in a relationship where you're being disrespected all the time? That's not a relationship that will last long in today's time. Okay, so we see forgiveness crept up. I wasn't looking for that. Okay, so what else we have? Dealing with patience. Let's see, the book of Psalms, chapter 27. Let's see. And we're going to go with verse 14. Hallelujah. Wait on the Most High. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Most High. Okay, so wait on the Most High. He is not a power that you can rush. We are on his time. We are servants of his. Which means you have to wait. Right? We as a people, and that's a spoiled brat, right? Who wants it right away. Well, that doesn't work with the Most High. I'm telling you, and I'm sure most of you know that by now. There's no, you can't rush it. We on his time. So that's a very important attribute to remember. Okay. And it's like I said, waiting on the people And that's why you go to Sabbath class. You teach. You know, you're talking about a process of digesting things. That deals with time. And that deals with waiting. Right? Because that's what it's about. You share knowledge. Someone puts it on their plate. They chew it up. And they try to digest it or digest it. That takes time. Okay, so patience. Dealing with people and individuals. A lot of people can't take the truth. If you serve it to them like a blunt instrument, right? We have to tell them with kindness and mercy, compassion, a lot of times. Now, there are some instances where you do have to be blunt because our people had this problem to deal with hard-headedness. You know, so we have to, at times, tell the truth out of love. And if you tell it with the intentions of love, you should be blessed. They should be blessed by it. Okay, so let's see the next one. The next attribute I want to talk about is... wait a minute. Let me see something. I wanted to go... Let's see. Read this out of... a definition. Okay. Let's see. Okay, so what exactly is patient? I looked that word up on the online Webster Dictionary. And it says, bearing pains or trials, calmly or without complaint, not hasty or impetuous, steadfast despite opposition, difficulty or adversity, able or willing to bear. Tolerance. And let's see, another word for patience, of course, is wait, as we just read. And it says to stay in place in expectation of. You see that? If you have been living a righteous enough life, you should expect a response from the Creator. Right? But you have to realize there's some righteousness about you. Has to be some contriteness about you in that prayer. Okay, so it says to hold back expectantly, to attend as a servant. Right? How did that get in there? To attend as a servant. And let me just read this. Let me read this verse. Okay. Isaiah 42. And I want to say it's verse 1. Let me see. 42 and 1. Make sure I got that right. Okay. Yeah. Isaiah. Chapter 42, verse 1. Hallelujah. Behold, my servant, whom I uphold, my elect, in whom my soul delight. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. Okay. So who was he talking about? Who was this servant? We all know who that is, right? It's us. His elect. And we are his services. We are his witnesses. And we are supposed to teach this law. Right? So let's get even more confirmation. Isaiah 44, starting from verse 1. Hallelujah. Yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus said the Most High that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou, Yeshurun, whom I have chosen. So there it is. Confirmation on who his servant is, right? It says, if you waiting on the Most High power, then you send up your prayer and then you attend as a servant. Right? Okay, so let's go to, let's see, let's finish reading this definition. I'll save that. No, let's read that. Okay, so more on the definition for waiting. All right, tolerate. To endure or resist the action of without serious side effects or discomfort. To put up with. Tolerance, capacity to endure pain or hardships. Endurance, right? The race don't belong to the fastest, but to he who endures, right? And this builds what? Fortitude, stamina, sympathy or indulgence for beliefs or practices differing from or conflicting with one's own. You see that? And some Israelites say you shouldn't date anybody else outside of your faith. And I have to tell you, as a Torah-based only Israelite for so long, it's kind of hard to find the right Torah-based only female. I haven't really looked that much, but you can almost tell by the way they talk that it can be tough. Okay? Or that could mean that there's a lot of women just outside of the law. So there's not a lot. I'm new to this, so, I'm just starting. So, but just by seeing what I'm seeing on Facebook and everything else, it looks like slim pickings. Okay, so, but I say that to say this. You might have to go to a Christian, maybe even a Muslim or Buddhist. I heard people, men say, it's best to try to find somebody who believe what you believe in. But here it is right here. If we have all been victims of slavery, and there's people outside of this Hebrew Israelite culture, but they still Israelites and don't know it, then I have to ask, what's the difference? I mean, I'm sure I'm going to get some backlash off of that, but if you're waiting on somebody, then you have to ask yourself, how true is that verse, right? Psalms 19, ain't it? Let's see what that says. Psalms 19. Start from verse 7. Hallelujah. The law of the Most High is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Most High is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Most High are right, rejoicing the heart. the commandment of the Most High is pure, enlightening the eyes. And here we go, right? I forgot that was here. The fear of the Most High is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Most High are true. Look at that. Truth and righteousness all together. And righteous altogether. So, the Most High's law is perfect, converting the soul. We see true or truth, and we see fear here also. So that's just something to, I would have to say, weigh up in yourself. If you are looking for a mate, maybe you should step outside of that Israelite network and try to convert somebody to serving the Most High, right? And that's what the book of Daniel says, too. Talk about the wise will turn many people to the Most High, right? That's the book of Daniel. So maybe that's your purpose. Excuse me. The wise will shine as the firmament. Let's see. Right. Okay, yeah. Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. Hallelujah. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Right? But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Look at that. We're talking about time. We're talking about waiting. How much waiting do we have to do, right? It says, to the time of the end. I've been in this knowledge for a long time now. So, I mean, I'm still waiting. I know it's going to be probably a lot longer. But if you love the Most High, you learn to exist in this crazy world. You remember love, and He'll love you. And that's what I have seen. Okay, so until next time, I'll stop here, and we'll get to respect the next episode. And go from there. Until next time, I love you very much. May the Most High bless you and keep you and watch over you and your families. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.